is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Police in upstate New York charging a Canada father with the murder of his 9-year-old daughter while driving from New York City to Montreal. He's entered a plea of not guilty.
New York State Police say Luciano Fratolin and his young daughter Melina were vacationing in upstate New York from their home in Montreal when Fratolin called Saturday night saying the 9-year-old had been abducted by someone in a white van. Captain Robert McConnell says when investigators began finding inconsistencies in that story, they began searching around Ticonderoga, New York.
Members of the New York State Police Forest Rangers located Melina, deceased, in the shallow portion of a pond.
Fratolin was supposed to have returned his daughter to her mother's custody on Sunday. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A court hearing today in Boston in the case between Harvard University and the Trump administration. Attorneys for the Ivy League college asking a judge for a summary judgment to unfreeze some $2.6 billion in federal funding and grants. The government alleges Harvard promoted anti-Semitism on campus. And on Wall Street, stocks are up in afternoon trading. This is ABC News.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The La Crosse County Board approved a measure to accept $350,000 in state grant money for the Pathways Home Program. The measure, which was previously also approved by the La Crosse Common Council, will provide funding to hire an additional social worker and help with housing assistance, treatment plans, and supplies. Funding from the grant runs through 2027. To date, the Pathways Home Program has aided in housing over 150 people, in addition to providing other services for people who are experiencing homelessness. Political parties hosted events Thursday in the Cooley region in support of their respective sides of the national budget reconciliation bill debate. In La Crosse, Democrats held an event opposing the bill and Congressman Derek Van Orden, who voted in favor of it. At the event, party leaders spoke about the impacts of cuts to programs like Medicaid in the bill. Meanwhile, in Crawford County, Republicans rallied in support of Van Orden and the federal budget bill. The event was held in Prairie du Chien, where Van Orden lives. Flags at government buildings in Wisconsin will fly at half-staff tomorrow in remembrance of State Patrol Bureau Director David Pabst and his wife, Terry Pabst, who were allegedly killed by their son, James Pabst, on July 8. James was found south of Viroqua after the murders took place, and after a standoff with law enforcement, took his own life, according to the Vernon County Sheriff's Office. David was with the State Patrol for 38 years, while Terry worked as a special education instructor. Services will be held this weekend for David and Terry in Middleton. Ahead of a heat wave, we'll have pleasant weather for the weekend. Highs through Monday will top out around 80 degrees, with a chance of rain overnight tonight into Saturday. You'll notice the humidity rise through the weekend, and then by Tuesday, highs will climb up to around 90 degrees. The heat index next week could approach 100 degrees, especially south of La Crosse. For now, we'll enjoy quiet weather through Monday here in the Cooley region. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers head to Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening a 3-game series against the Mariners at T-Mobile Park. The Brewers with a 6-5 win yesterday on the road against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with catcher Eric Haas and shortstop Joey Ortiz.
It felt good that we kept grinding at bats out. They know how they have to play. And, you know, Eric Haas, you know, he doesn't get to play very much, getting a big RBI. Oh, two outs, you know, Ortiz, what can you say about the way the guy play defense.
The Brewers have now won 10 in a row. NFL Packers reporting to Green Bay for the start of Wednesday's first day of practice. Linebacker Quay Walker, physically unable to perform. He's been dealing with that ankle injury at the end of last season.
Hard to say. I think I just do too much thinking, to be honest with you. Instead of just going out there and just play. Half is making me think, whatever the case may be, it'd just be me trying to do everything right instead of just lining up and just playing. I can be a real, real productive player.
That's Packers linebacker Quay Walker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Areas of wildfire smoke with a sunny, hazy day today. Highs will scrape the low 80s. With a small shot of showers late tonight, more likely tomorrow morning, and then more expected overnight into early Wednesday before we hit highs in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time after a massage, a chiropractor appointment, and some sleep. We'll be back with regular programming from Madison on Monday. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is the investigative reporter, Guardian for The Guardian, The New York Times, the BBC, the author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, his latest film about the attacks, the latest attacks on the right to vote, Vigilantes, Inc., America's new vote suppression hitmen, narrated by Rosario Dawson and produced by Martin Sheen, is available over at gregpalast.com. His Blue Sky handle is Greg Palast. On Twitter, it's Greg underscore Palast. Greg, welcome back. It's great to have you with us. You published a piece over on your Substack newsletter.
And Raw Story. I'm now a columnist for Raw Story.
Okay. As am I, I guess. And,
yes.
And it's titled Evil Scheme to Purge Half a Million Voters. And it's also at gregpalast.com as well. So it's kind of all over the place. Tell us about this. You're asserting that they may have already won the 2026 election, next year's election, before a single vote has been cast.
Well, they're trying to bend it. And we're not talking about spiders from space from Musk's Skylink. We're talking about good old Jim Crow. Mm-hmm. There are two things that are happening. Number one, the U.S. Senate is in the balance next year. We know that. John Ossoff, the very progressive senator from Georgia, is up for re-election. He is wildly popular, one of the most popular politicians in Georgia history. And he'll be running against Brian Kemp, who's termed out as governor. And so to keep control, this is the fight over the control of the Senate. And the GOP in Georgia knows it cannot win fair and square. It never has, because you now have a minority majority state. That is, most of the people in Georgia now are not white. And so they're just like Texas,
by the way.
Yeah. So what's happening is all they can do is stop the unwhite voters from voting. So they've got a couple tricks here. And the reason I'm also telling you that is not just because the Senate is in the balance. I'm talking about Georgia, where I've done a lot of investigative work. But as the Gerald Griggs, president of the NAACP of Georgia, says to me, listen, this is Jim Crow 2.0. We've warned you. Everything that they try out in Georgia goes nationwide in short order. So they're doing two things. Number one, the violently Republican Secretary of State, a guy named Brad Raffensperger, has decided that he's going to remove 87,000 voters from the voter rolls. And I want to remind you, Donald Trump lost the state by less than 12,000 voters. This is a lot. 87,000 voters will be removed because they put in change of address forms. Now, if you watch my film Vigilantes, you know that Major Gamaliel Turner, a typical African-American soldiers, that's a big part of our force, my friends, are the African-American soldier. He was assigned to California, lost his vote because he changed his address just to get his absentee ballot. He was challenged by the Republican Party and denied his vote. Now, the alarm has been raised by Turner's lawyer, Mark Elias of Democracy Docket citing my investigations that so we have 87,000 people who simply put in change of address forms because that's where they get their mail right now. They're soldiers. They're people on vacation. They're students who've gone back home from Emory to their homes out.
Or people who are living overseas.
Well, there's something else, too. And then he's going after people at commercial addresses. Guess what? Who is that? 10,000 people in homeless shelters in Georgia. 10,000 people awaiting trial in Georgia. By the way, you don't lose your vote because you're awaiting trial. It just means you're too poor to make bail. So they know the color of their votes, and the color is blue. 87%, according to the University of Minnesota, of people incarcerated or have been incarcerated vote Democratic. I guess something happens to you in a prison when you see what happens when the state lands on your head. So they know what they're doing. So commercial addresses, and that includes things like converted apartment, commercial buildings into apartments, et cetera. They know who these voters are. So that's 87,000 voters that are going to be purged for no legal reason. And then we have, that's nothing. Then we got 480,000 voters who've been targeted for removal by the state of Georgia because of their so-called inactive status. Now, what the heck does that mean? The federal law, the motor voter law, says you cannot lose your vote because you've decided not to vote for an election or two. It doesn't matter. You don't lose your vote for not voting. That's an American right not to vote. 480,000 voters are facing the cut because they skipped election or the state just simply lost track of them. Now, I did an analysis for the ACLU cited by Democracy Docket. My investigation for the ACLU found that 63.3%, that is two out of three people on that purge list, are legal voters living at their legal addresses. So in other words, we're talking here, they're about to remove about a third of a million people from Georgia voter rolls who undoubtedly are legal voters. And I'm not guessing, I didn't sample. I had Amazon's experts and Microsoft's experts go through the purge list, the last one, every single name. We didn't test. We didn't sample. We took every single name. And in coordination with the United States Postal Service, the USPS, Microsoft, Amazon all said, here's the names of the people who are legal voters. By the way, I'm sure it's a coincidence. Most of them are black,
yeah.
Including Martin Luther King's 92-year-old cousin was on that list. They're back on that list. They can't win fair and square. And what I'm warning about is this massive new purge system saying if you put in a change of address form, if you skipped an election or they thought you skipped an election.
Right.
You're going to lose your vote, and they know who that is because they can't win fair and square. So what's going to happen in Georgia is going to happen where you are, Michigan, Wisconsin, you, Pennsylvania, Nevada.
Well, it's going to happen anywhere there's a Republican Secretary of State. Is it going to be happening in blue states?
Well, the thing is, I don't think we're going to see much of it in blue states. We do see it in blue states because remember, and I don't want to be partisan about that. We do have some operators like in Michigan, where the Democratic Party, for example, is afraid of black control of that party. So they're more than happy to join in the Republican purge party, even if it endangers their own position in control of the state. So I don't want to say it's all Republicans, but when you remove voters of color, you don't need to have a PhD in statistics as I do. You don't need one to know that if you're removing voters of color, the color is mainly blue. So that's why. So it's almost entirely the GOP, which is targeting voters of color through these methods. The way that these purges are done is able to target voters of color. For example, under Trump's new executive order, which gives DOGE the right to go into every voter file in America, they're looking for so-called double voters. It's a system that we exposed many years ago called the cross-check system, and it was the courts had knocked it out on based on a suit we filed with the ACLU.
Because it disproportionately targets black and brown people.
Yeah, because if you say, well, Jose Garcia voted in Arizona, and there's a Jose Garcia who voted in Texas, oh, they must be the same Jose Garcia.
Exactly.
Well, how about... It's just a common name, just not a common name for a Republican.
So, Greg, a question. I have been advocating for some time that Democrats should be fighting fire with fire. A couple of days ago, Beto O'Rourke was on, I believe it was MSNBC, I could be wrong, and he said that California should start gerrymandering, and other blue states should re-gerrymander, you know, because Texas is planning on doing re-gerrymandering. I've been saying for some time, since the Supreme Court said that caging is now legal, sending a postcard into a targeted neighborhood, and if those postcards are not returned, removing those people from the voting rolls, which is another little trick that Republicans are up to in a big way, that since in 2018 in the Husted versus U.S. case, I believe it is, the Supreme Court said that's fine, that that blue states should start doing that. They should start caging people in heavily Republican districts. Orange County, California, everybody should be getting a postcard.
And, by the way, Orange has gone Democratic.
Oh, I know. But you get my point. I can't.
Yeah, but no, I do. Well, let me mention this.
But I'm wondering, let me finish my thought, question.
Go ahead, sure.
You know, I've proposed this I did an op-ed on this last year, and I have pitched it on the air to both Congressman Pocan and Khanna, and all the institutional Democrats tell me, no, no way, you're crazy. We're not going to do something that wrong and immoral. We're fighting against that. What say you?
Well, I've talked to the leadership, the voting rights leadership, Gerald Griggs of the NAACP, Latasha Brown of Black Voters Matter, Barbara Arnwine, Transformative Justice, Jesse Jackson. We've talked about this, and they've said, look, if you've ever lost your vote to an illegal challenge, and I've been with these voters, they are bursting out in tears. They're distraught. It's
horrible.
But
don't you want Republican voters feeling that way so they'll raise hell and force Republican legislators to end the practice?
What's happened is that the African-American leadership of the voting rights movement said, we can't do this to anyone, no matter what, no matter how just evening it out would be. We have to fight this Jim Crow system.
You know, I get it if we're talking about not having the death penalty in a blue state because the blue state people believe it's wrong. And I get it that, you know, they think that purging votes are wrong. But how else are you going to get Republican politicians to feel enough heat to stop this execrable practice?
The way that Ossoff and Warnock and Biden won the state in 2020 in Georgia by when they take away your vote, I tell everyone, check your registration. We did a massive re-registration drive. I have to tell you that.
But they're making that hard now down in Florida. It's almost impossible.
They're making it they're making it truly difficult. If you think that registering to vote or voting is no big deal, no, it's an obstacle course. And the only reason they're taking it away from you, the only reason someone steals something from you is that it's valuable. And so the leadership is saying to me, we just have to fight fire with water, not with fire. Yeah. And so that's the sentiment.
I'm unconvinced.
Well, I know what you're saying, but I understand the justice.
I want Republican voters as pissed off as Martin Luther King's niece
his cousin. Yeah.
Cousin.
And I'm telling you, when you meet these voters, I mean, tough guys, I'm talking Marines who are bursting into tears about what happens,
because
they also know their history.
Yeah.
And so it's very, very difficult for them to think otherwise. So what we have to do is organize the hell out of it. We had 5 million people demonstrating on No King's Day. Where were the registrars?
Right.
Register, check your registration. Just like King's cousin, she was voting at the same station for 50 years. I don't care. Check your registration online. Re-register and then re-register and then re-register. I know it's boring and it's dull, but what can you do?
GregPalast.com and Greg Palast over on Substack. Hang on just a second, Greg.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Greg, thank you again so much for dropping by and sharing this story.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's really helpful. Thanks.
Bye. Yeah, good talking. We'll be back. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, and take time off work. Hope the doctor can see you this month. Wait 2 hours at urgent care or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. Please visit WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is, and is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. This is all too familiar to me. You know, you wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, a runny nose and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you could tough it out, get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you maybe this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this thing in the bud right now. This is not, by the way, a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out. urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Urgent Care Kit.
And a shotgun track. But you're shooting wild. You're missing the wall. Hitting your friends and watching them fall. Shout from a Twitter heart.
Past the hour. Welcome back. So Marco Rubio has politicized the State Department. This is tragic. It's wrong. I don't know if it's a crime, but it's certainly morally a crime against our democracy. He has revoked the U.S. visas of eight of Brazil's 11 Supreme Court justices, the eight who were on the court before Bolsonaro appointed the remaining three, I guess it is. And the current president of Brazil, Mr. Lula, denounced what he called, quote, another arbitrary and completely groundless measure from the United States government. This is, of course, because the Supreme Court of Brazil ruled that the former president could be prosecuted. And, you know, Jair Bolsonaro, that he could be prosecuted. And he's in court right now. And then Trump basically offered him asylum in the United States. And so the federal police came into Bolsonaro's house last week. I reported on this program and fitted him with an ankle bracelet so he can't flee the country. But this is wild stuff. Trump has imposed says as of August 1st, he's going to impose a 50% tariff on Brazilian goods if they continue to prosecute Bolsonaro. We are now actively, our State Department, by revoking the visas of these Supreme Court justices from Brazil and by imposing, and then the White House, by imposing this 50% tariff on Brazil, and Congress by not taking back their tariff, power from Trump, are just, you know, politicizing our foreign policy. And that's wrong. You know, America historically, by the way, has stood with democracies, not dictators. Here's Bolsonaro, who tried to overthrow the election. He led a bunch of rioters into the parliament building, just like Donald Trump did on January 6th. That's what he's being prosecuted for. He tried to imitate Trump. And I think that's why Trump is supporting him. Is Trump, you know, Trump is turning America into a dictatorship, just like Bolsonaro tried to do in Brazil without success. What say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Talk media for the sane among us. I'll be right back with your call. I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Vibrance.com/Tom.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No matter the sport, competitive athletes want to win every time they step onto the field. And the same can be said for well-maintained alfalfa. I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, taking a look at your markets midday on a Monday. Here today is Mark Renz. He's a professor and extension specialist at UW-Madison. He says the competitive crop can be used as a weed management tool.
The benefit, though, is alfalfa is really competitive. So if you do your job right and take care of that alfalfa, usually those weed problems go away. And particularly in the era of herbicide-resistant weeds, alfalfa can really be a solution. Because what are we doing to alfalfa every 30 days or so? We're harvesting it. And when we harvest it, we're preventing that plant from producing weeds and suppressing it. And so in many cases where we have populations of herbicide-resistant weeds that we can't kill with a herbicide, getting alfalfa in that landscape can help us manage those weeds and keep those populations down. So when we rotate back into, say, corn or wheat or another crop, the populations are low and much more easy to manage.
Alfalfa, offering farmers a competitive advantage against weeds. That's Mark Renz along with us. He's the professor and extension specialist at UW-Madison. I'll be back with a look at your midday markets after this.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org. I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, and it looks like we're not getting any help midday on a Monday as cash corn is trading at $4.75 of a penny, down 7.75. New crop corn is trading at $4.20 and a quarter, down 7.5. Cash soybeans are trading at $10.12 and a quarter, down 15.5. New crop soybeans are trading at $10.20 and three quarters, down 15. New crop wheat is trading at $5.41 and a quarter, down 5. August Class 3 milk contract is trading down 6 at $17.71. September Class 3 milk contract is trading at $18.19, down 4. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Areas of wildfire smoke with a sunny, hazy day today. Highs will scrape the low 80s. With a small shot of showers late tonight, more likely tomorrow morning, and then more expected overnight into early Wednesday before we hit highs in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. You know, Louise and I recently vacationed in northern Norway and Iceland. It was cold, and I wore my cotton and wool sweater that I got from Quince. It was perfect. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. Here's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen, so you save. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love what I get from Quince, and you will too. I just purchased a cotton cashmere blend, so soft and the perfect weight for those cool summer evenings. Quince gives you the quality of a luxury brand without the luxury price. Stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
Tearing the pillars of justice down. Banning the lawyers, silence in the fight. If no one defends, who protects the right? He's silencing the defenders one by one, turning the law into a loaded gun, breaking the courts, bending the rules. Trump's building a throne out of legal ruins. Trump's got the judges shaking in fear, Musk by his side, whispering near, tearing the robes to rule against him, a verdict away from a dictator's whim. He's silencing the defenders one by one.
6 minutes past the hour, Donald Trump is all excited, the whole Trump administration, and Fox News is virtually orgasmic that a, quote, illegal immigrant who was arrested and then released last year during the Biden administration, has tried to kill an ICE agent or a border protection agent, you know, in a park. The bad guy has been caught along with his buddy. But, oh, are they excited? Hey, we actually got one of these brown-skinned guys who is a criminal, and we can wave this bloody shirt all day long. It's incredible. John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, as far as voter suppression, I learned something this morning that I thought was very interesting because I listened to Egberto Willis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too. He's an old friend of mine. He's on the air in Houston on KPFT, one of our affiliates.
Yep, and, you know, I have 2 points on that. You know, we need to listen, you know, to these other stations. I'm here in Minnesota, but we need to support media in other markets, you know, to grow this movement, progressive movement. And I really appreciated, you know, finding that out, because I wouldn't have known that they're trying to gerrymander 13, you know, people of color in Texas.
Right.
And so, you know, I just wanted to say people need to alert their Democratic, you know, people, the DNC, that we need to support these people, because what they want to do is they want to leave the state, and that would prevent a quorum and could, you know, prevent that from happening.
Right.
So, anyway, and, you know, I just think that people need to really reach out to these red states and, you know, support them however they can. And I support KPFT, and also I give money to Egberto. I think he's a brilliant guy.
He is.
I listen to his program.
Yeah, yep. He's a good guy and a good friend. And also, of course, in Minneapolis, you've got KTNF, which is, you know, one of our best commercial stations, and they do a great job.
Right.
Too. And so, supporting their advertisers is a big deal. So, yeah, John, excellent points all. And thanks for bringing up Egberto. We've got to get him back on the show one of these days. He's such a good man. Thank you. Mark in Valley, Washington. Hey, Mark. In fact, I was just corresponding with Egberto over the weekend. Mark, what's on your mind?
First off, the level of hypocrisy with the Republicans goes to every level. This goes back to that earlier lady that called saying how the right wing is pushing this. Trump could have been on that plane, and just because he was on Epstein's plane, mingling with the power elite doesn't mean he committed crime, mm-hmm. which is, that could be true. But then again, a few days ago, I saw Kristi Noem on TV justifying these mass raids and just scooping everybody up, saying, well, if we're going to get one criminal, criminals hang out with other criminals. So it makes sense to arrest his friends because you're going to get some, other criminals when you sweep them all together because, criminals hang out with criminals. Well, if this guy's guilty by association, well, then so is Trump.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and we were prevented from doing that when we went against the mafia, you'll recall, back in the day. I mean, you have to have a warrant. The Fourth Amendment says that you can't arrest somebody unless a warrant has been, unless somebody has sworn before a judge under oath that they have knowledge of a crime being committed.
And I would like you to try to convince me that the Constitution isn't already dead.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say it's dead, but it's certainly on life support, Mark. I get it. I'm with you. Thank you for the call. Rob in Mesa, Arizona. Hey, Rob, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to remind everyone that Jeffrey Epstein was arrested and indicted in prison under Trump's first administration.
Right, he was originally indicted for 19 counts. It was just a massive, child trafficking and child abuse, sex abuse, and he ended up pleading guilty to a relatively minor charge of participating in prostitution. And as if the underage girls were prostitutes, which is just a slam on them, right? And then Alex Acosta, who Trump rewarded by making him labor secretary in his last administration, Alex Acosta was the federal prosecutor down there, and he cut a deal where the time that Epstein had to serve in jail, he was able to leave the jail at 7 in the morning, and he didn't have to be back until 7 at night. So he'd have a whole day to go out and attack more young women. Back to you, Rob.
Yeah, and I also want to remind people that he died in jail under Trump administration.
Yep.
And the bigger issue that everyone's kind of forget about is Bill Barr, was the attorney general at the time. And he's the one that got all the raw data from the Epstein Island and all that. And I knew once he was getting that data that a lot of that information was going to disappear, was my fear.
I think so.
It probably has.
I agree.
And I wish he could be put under investigation, but, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
But just people need to remember that, Trump's been in control of this whole Epstein thing at the criminal level with Barr taking all the information from all the islands and all.
Yeah. And Barr has always been a Republican fixer. I mean, he was the guy who in 1992, after George Herbert Walker Bush lost the election in November, on Christmas Eve in 1992, they were about to, Lawrence Walsh was closing in on Bush's involvement, Bush Sr.'s involvement in the deal to hold the hostages in Iran in 1980 that got Reagan into the White House. And so at that time, Bush the elder had Bill Barr as his attorney general, and he had Bill Barr then drop the charges against five people, including Caspar Weinberger and a few others. I believe Ollie North was in that list. And the result of that was a complete cover-up, screaming headline in the New York Times Christmas Eve morning, about the cover-up.
Right, and Bill Barr is very good at that, people who are obviously guilty around the law. He knows how to end around the law.
He's been doing it forever.
And when he left office under Trump, he left knowing that the Epstein thing was getting a little too hot. The J6 thing was getting hot.
Yeah.
And I think he just said, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I think he left to cover his own butt, not for any other reason.
He's not stupid.
No, he's not.
And he just wanted to get out of there.
But and had Merrick Garland actually followed the damn law, Trump would have paid a price for trying to overthrow the government, just like Bolsonaro is now down in Brazil. But, Merrick Garland dithered for 2 years, and thus here we are. Rob, thanks for the call. Jennifer in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Jennifer, what's on your mind today?
I'm not normally a caller. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling, this is a bit off topic, but my mother, who's 81, applied for a travel card to go see her neighbor, or her nephew, I'm sorry, nephew in Florida. Mm-hmm. And so she went and sat for 4 hours, and they said, oh, just come back with your marriage certificate. Well, first of all, she's a dual citizen. She's a dual, she was born in Australia, but she was born, my granddad was a serviceman. Mm-hmm. And so the first time she went, they said, oh, just bring back your marriage certificate. Then the next time, there was a new person, and he said, no, you can't get your card because you weren't born in a military hospital. And back in 1944, they had a base there and a trauma unit, but they didn't have a military hospital in Australia.
Right, right. So let me get this straight. She's a U.S. citizen, and she's just trying to get a passport?
Dual.
Is that what she's trying
she's
to get?
Dual. She's dual. Well, she wants a travel card, just a star. But, you know, she
oh, you mean just real ID on her driver's license?
Yeah, travel ID.
Oh, and they're not giving it to her. Oh, wow, that's incredible.
No.
She doesn't have a U.S. Passport?
It's expired.
She should apply for a renewal on her passport to begin with.
Well, yeah, that's all she wants to do is go see her nephew.
I know, but they're trying to. This whole real ID thing is really about trying to prevent people from voting.
It's a shame because she's been here since 1960.
Yeah, that's nuts. Jennifer, thanks for the story. For sharing that. I'm sorry to hear the situation, and I wish you the best of luck on her, too. Thank you. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Well, there's a new poll out showing Trump's approval rating is at 42%, but with Republicans, he's at 89%. Amazing. You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night and hates it. CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night. And without it, your breathing is interrupted and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAP. ZPAW is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. ZPAW is the stop snoring device that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. ZPAW, that's happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at ZPAW.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's ice cream month, and did you know you can celebrate at this area stop along the state's ice cream trail? Here's the scoop.
Now, in Wisconsin, we've got 49 different licensed ice cream plants that are making it. But this map focuses in on unique stops in Wisconsin. Every one of them's got a story.
That's Pam Yonke, known as the Fabulous Farm Babe. She says the current trail includes 20 locations, each one from Hayward to La Crosse, Madison, and then north to Appleton, Green Bay, and Door County, dishes out delicious, locally made ice cream.
I've been to one or two, but I'm surprised by how few I've gotten a chance to visit, and I'm a pretty big ice cream fan.
Find the trail at the website gatherwisconsin.com and add your own local favorite there, too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down, is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most, in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You know, the hardest part about cooking or barbecuing meat, steaks, chicken, or in my case, fish, tethered to a hot stove or a barbecue, sweating, constantly checking and singeing eyebrows, and then serving it, and half is beef jerky and half is blood rare. Those days are gone. I got a Chef IQ Sense, and I'm ready for the Food Network. Chef IQ Sense is a brilliantly simple cooking sensor that goes into whatever I'm cooking. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and way smarter. It takes the stress out of not knowing if your meat will come out good. I just enter whatever I'm cooking into my Chef IQ Sense app, and steaks, chicken, fish, whatever. I choose precisely how I like it cooked, well done, medium, rare. Chef IQ Sense continuously monitors and predicts precisely when the food will be done. No opening a hot oven, sweating over a barbecue, frying pan, or air fryer. I'm free to kick back, visit with guests, or do whatever else needs doing. Then Chef IQ Sense sends an alert to my smartphone when my steaks, chicken, or seafood are cooked to order, the way I like it. No more guessing. This is the world's smartest, simple-to-use wireless cooking sensor. And the best part is they just announced a flash sale. You need to jump on this. Summer grilling season is here, and Chef IQ Sense makes you into a grill master. And during their flash sale, you'll get 15% off. Visit chefiq.com and promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's chefiq.com, promo code Tom. Welcome back. It's 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Cameron in Corbin, Kentucky. Hey, Cameron, what's up?
Hey, Don. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Sure. No problem.
Hey, first, I'm going to share my claim to shame with you. I grew up 5 minutes from James Comer.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, question for you. I wanted to pick your brain on something Elias and I were talking about just the other night. So let's say that here in the near future, there comes out that there is indisputable evidence, like 100% ironclad, that Trump was involved in Epstein. He's committed all these terrible acts and whatnot. And I'm not talking about the people in Washington. I'm not talking about politics. How do you think the MAGA base would react to ironclad evidence?
You know, there was apparently ironclad evidence that Alan Dershowitz at least once got a, quote, massage from one of these teenage girls at Epstein's place. And so he came out and responded to it by saying, yeah, I did get a massage, but I kept my underwear on. And if Trump had simply done that at the very beginning of this, you know, like a couple of years ago even, and said, oh, yeah, I got a couple of massages, but I always kept my underwear on. I'm kind of a germaphobe, or, you know, whatever. I think his entire base would have said, yeah, cool, okay, you're good, Donald. And, you know, just like when the Access Hollywood tape came out and his wife said, oh, that's just locker room talk. And then Trump said that in the presidential debate, and that just kind of shut it down. But he's not doing it. Instead, he's trying to deny, deny, deny. And, you know, what's the old saying about Watergate? You know, the cover-up's worse than the crime. Here we are.
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah, I think that they would forgive him if he gave them a reasonable excuse like Alan Dershowitz did. But it looks like he's not going to do it, which I think is crazy. I would be advising him to say that. But, I don't think the Republicans are going to listen to me. Cameron, thanks for the call. Great question. Thank you. Clay in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Clay, what's on your mind today?
I guess to a lot of Trump supporters, Trump can do no wrong. So
yeah, exactly.
Who knows what
that's
they
the
would,
yeah.
If they would ever go along with anything.
Just like the Manson
anyway,
followers and the Jim Jones followers and the Rajneeshis. Yeah.
Yeah. What you were talking to Greg about, and you've mentioned to Mark Pocan also, you know, about this purging voters, and that we need to be doing the same thing in some regard. My analogy is that if you're running a race and the person you're running against always takes a shortcut, he's always going to win and you have no chance until you come up with your own cheat or you stop him somehow from cheating. So if we can't stop them from cheating, we need to do the same thing. I think you're right on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I want Republicans to be protesting caging. I want Republicans to be protesting, you know, having received a postcard or having been stripped of their right to vote because they changed their address. I want Republicans.
As you know,
upset
they'll
about
cry
this.
About it.
Oh,
you know,
they will yell and scream and blame the governor of California. You know, if he's the guy who did it, and wouldn't that be a great thing? Because that might lead to legislation that would clean this practice up.
I think it needs to happen.
I agree. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Clay. Thanks. It's always nice to hear people agreeing with me. But thank you, and thank you, Michael in Austin, Texas. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Yes, sir. I mean, watching all of this, my question has always been, what are we doing with legislation, sir? We keep allowing this to happen. We need to change the Constitution. The president, every time I turn around, sir, there's a new article he's enacted by executive order, and we just sit back and take it to the tailpipe, and we'll get him in the courts.
Yeah.
This, I mean, we need to set ourselves up for the future, because the next Trump's going to be worse.
I agree, Michael, and the courts are not going to save us. We should know that by now.
I mean, it's just like the DWI thing. There's sensors in every vehicle, but they won't do it because it's money. It's all money, and it's the same, you know. I just don't know why we can't protect ourselves for now, for the future. Because it's just going to keep happening. And I'm glad to hear that they're winning in the courts, but that's besides the point. I mean, that's after the fact.
Well, and about a third of the time when we do win in the courts, the Trump administration has been ignoring the court orders. Look at the deportations to El Salvador.
That's my point.
Those were all in violation of the court order. Yeah, no, I'm with you, Michael. It's time to raise hell. And, you know, legislatively right now at a federal level, we can't do anything, but that may change. Michael, thank you for the call. Nice to hear from you. Yeah, we're hitting the top of the hour here on the other side of this break. Dean Obadala, my colleague from right here on Sirius XM, Channel 127, the Progress Channel. Dean Obadala will be with us to talk about Trump celebrating the cancellation of Stephen Colbert and what that means. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. On the table. Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this is Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or... really?
Pretty much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Passengers are crediting the pilot of a Delta regional jet for maneuvering to get out of the path of a B-52 over the skies of North Dakota last week. That plane from Minneapolis was about to land in Minot when the pilot spotted the military jet. ABC's Sam Sweeney says, according to the Air Force, the B-52 had conducted a flyover at the state fair.
It wasn't broadcasting its signal, so we can't see it on publicly available radar. We don't know how close those planes got. But I spoke with passengers on board, and they say that they could see it right out their window, and we hear the pilot on the announcement say that it was coming right at them, and he had to make that, quote, aggressive maneuver to get away.
The incident under investigation. A Canada businessman and father pleaded not guilty to murder charges in upstate New York and the death of his 9-year-old daughter. Police say Luciano Fratolin and his daughter Melina were driving from New York City to Montreal on vacation when they spotted it in the lake. Stopped in the Lake George area, and he faked her disappearance. This is ABC News.